Hi there, my name is Arthur Turrell, and I'm at Imperial College London where I'm reading for a PhD in physics in the plasma physics group. I'm in my third year, and my thesis title is Burning Plasmas in Inertial Confinement Fusion. My thesis is about building a star on Earth. I know, it sounds like the master plan of a Bond villain, but bear with me and I'll explain. We're trying to recreate the process that powers the sun, called nuclear fusion, on Earth, so that we can harness the energy released and turn it into electricity. Nuclear fusion is taking two light atoms and squeezing them together until they form a bigger atom. If you choose the right atoms to fuse together, energy is released, and this is what powers all of the stars in the universe. Building a mini star on Earth may sound crazy, but there are very good reasons to get power from fusion. There are no greenhouse gases, no chance of a meltdown, and much less radioactivity than fission. It gets better though, because the atoms we need for fusion are a type of hydrogen found in plain old seawater, and there's enough for thousands of years of power, because every kilogram of fusion fuel releases the same energy as 10 million kilograms of coal. Okay, so I've convinced you that fusion is wonderful. Why haven't we done it yet? Building a star on Earth is tricky. The fuel has to be 100 times the density of lead and 6 times hotter than the core of the sun. This is so hot and so dense that it becomes a new state of matter called a plasma, which no material on Earth can hold. Controlling plasmas is like trying to confine a jelly with elastic bands. Stars get around the problem by using gravity, but we can't do that on Earth, so we have to try something else. Here's how it works. We take a fuel capsule, about the size of the pupil in your eye, and put it into the centre of a reactor chamber. 192 of the most powerful laser beams on Earth are arranged spherically around the capsule, and they fire at it for 5 millionths of a second. When they hit, some of the fuel is thrown off, creating a rocket effect where the rest of the fuel implodes, and it is this implosion which holds the fuel there for a few nanoseconds, long enough for the fusion reactions to happen. Our biggest challenge is to get more energy from fusion than we put into the lasers at the start, but we're working on it, and when we get there, we can truly say that we've harnessed the power of the sun here on Earth. I'd like to thank the EPSRC for funding my PhD.